This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is asking hard questions about hiring in Hollywood. Prompted by the ACLU, the feds are reportedly interviewing women directors to try to understand why so few call the shots on big movies and TV shows. As Marketplace's Business of Entertainment reporter Adrian Hill reports, it's one of several bids to change the status of women in Hollywood.
Catherine Hardwick says at the beginning of her career as a director,
I thought it's a struggle for everybody. It's just my own merit. And, you know, if I can figure out how to get a movie made or not.
Then she directed the critically acclaimed 13 and Twilight, which earned nearly $400 million and launched a multi-billion dollar franchise.
And so I thought, okay, now it's going to be a lot easier for me to get to make movies. And that's when I started understanding the gender bias.
She says she'd try to get meetings for other films.
And they would literally tell my agent, oh, we want to hire a man for that job.
We are not uncovering a new problem. This is a problem people have talked about, you know, for a long time.
Melissa Goodman is an attorney at the ACLU of Southern California, which has been interviewing women directors about Hollywood hiring practices.
Right now, less than 2% of, you know, top grossing films in the last 2 years were directed by women.
That's 2% of the top 100 grossing films. The ACLU calls it a civil rights violation and has asked the EEOC to investigate. The EEOC won't comment on any investigation, but women in Hollywood aren't waiting. They're looking beyond legal remedies for change. Kathy Schulman is an Oscar-winning producer and president of Women in Film Los Angeles. She says it's not just women who want to fix this.
We're hearing an industry ready for change with absolutely no idea how to make it.
Schulman says last week, a group of directors, creators, studio heads, and agents got together to brainstorm ways to make that change happen.
If we don't take this moment and maximize this interest point, I think we run a very high risk of getting swept back under the rug.
Among their plans, a handful of ambassadors going door to door at networks, financiers, and production companies to encourage them to choose to put more women in the director's chair. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Adrian had a good discussion with Catherine Hardwick for our weekend show. Marketplace.org has a link.